This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cody Durden is with us, guys. Carl from Covington, Georgia. He is going to be competing. Should be on TV about 8 o'clock. ESPN Plus as far as fight night at State Farm Arena. Cody is an MMA fighter, and he's in the flyweight division, and this dude is ready to cut some glass and kick some ass.
Covington, stand up! What's going on, Cody? Man, how are you doing, brother? You good?
Let's go, baby. I'm good.
You ready?
I'm excited.
Grab that mic. I want the folks to hear you. Yeah. There you go. You ready?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited.
All right. Look.
I'm excited to put on a great performance.
Well, I guess the first thing for me is when did you realize you like to beat people up? Because a good friend of mine, he's a wrestler, was and still is, but Booker T used to say to me, because I said, man, what got you into this? Like, I like beating people up. And he used to say they paid him to beat people up. I'm assuming once you realize you could get paid to beat people up, is that when you wanted to get into this, or have you always aspired to do this?
Man, so I got 2 state championships in high school, and I ended up having a 3 scholarships, and I had a baby when I was 20. Mm. And so I had to work. You know, I couldn't go to college. I had to take care of my son. And then I joined a local gym. My buddy was training, fighting, and the rest is history, man. I made my first MMA fight in 2014. I lost, and then I went on to win 9 in a row. And then I was 4-2 as a pro. And I lost 2 in a row, and I didn't really know. Like, I always knew that I was good, though. You know what I mean? So yeah. I didn't let that really get to me. Won 7 more fights in a row. Got the call from Dana White. Hey, man, you want to come be in the UFC? Got the 4-fight contract. And, man, I got the first ever majority draw on 6-day notice in the UFC.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
So you're going to see him in action, guys, on Saturday night at State Farm Arena. Cody Durden is with us live from Covington. 121-31 is a high school wrestler, by the way, Carl, at Eastside High. So yeah. He knew he was destined to do it. Now, we talk about style. So talk about your style. Brazilian jiu-jitsu, what are we going to see, man? I mean, you strike, you grapple, a little bit of both. What's it all about?
Yeah, man, I get in there and I look for violence, you know, 1-on-1, 2-on-1, or 5-on-1. They're all going to need 9-on-1, you know. But, man, I'm prepped and I'm focused. I'm blessed and I'm chosen.
Right.
I'm ready, bro.
And he's a southpaw, too, Carl, which we always know that lefties always give dudes trouble.
No, it is. It because it's everything's opposite, and you're trying to figure it out. No doubt about it. By the way, this event at State Farm Arena, we were talking about this before we came on the air. It's going to be bananas. If you are a fight fan, if you've never seen these events live, there's nothing like it. They're electric. So I can't tell you if tickets are still available, but we will tell you that it's going to be a lot of fun down at State Farm Arena. You were talking about the weigh-in, right? Fans can go to the weigh-in. When is that going to happen?
Right. The ceremonial weigh-ins start at 4 p.m. at the State Farm Arena, and it's free to the public, man. Anybody can come, you know, bring your kids, bring the inspiring athletes, and let them get motivated. Let them feel the energy. Let them, you know, see the arena, you know, because you never know who might want to fight one day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at our friends Salsa and, of course, our good buddy Steve Coonan, Carl, which there's plenty of good seats. Actually, not many good seats left, but there are some good seats.
Some seats.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it all depends on how much you want to spend. If you want to be by the stage, so some tickets that are left right by the octagon. So if you want to be right on top of it. What do you know? Who's this guy you're fighting? What's it all about?
He's a southpaw from Peru. He trains at Shuto Box. He's 24 years old. And, man, he comes. He brings a fight. And just like me, I'm kill or be killed every time I step in that cage. And we're gonna see who falls. Because it ain't going to be me.
Yeah. Well, when you say that, it's like, don't you throw in the towel.
No.
They got to carry me out of here.
Right. Yeah. So you're feeling, number one, this guy's coming to your house. And you're going to have a bunch of your boys in the crowd. And hopefully you guys do join the party. By the way, Usman and Buckley, that's going to be the welterweight contenders. Also, Rose Namajunas and Miranda Maverick, UFC Fight Night, Usman versus Buckley. That's going to be an ESPN+.
It's going to be a great championship battle. I can't wait, man. I know you're excited about this. Talk about your training, if you would. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like, I'm hitting guys hit me up, man. What's the training consist of? What does it consist of to get ready for a fight?
So I was working out at WTF in Lawrenceville, Georgia, Warrior Training Facility for 2 months from February to the end of March. And then April 1st, I left and went to Coconut Creek, Florida, American Top Team. And I stayed in the dorms for 2 months preparing for this fight, man. I left no stone unturned. And it took a lot of sacrifice. It took a lot of sacrifice to be away from my family, my kids, you know, my smoking hot wife. Man, I hated that. You know what I mean? And but, you know, without great sacrifices, you know, don't come great rewards. So it's what I had to sacrifice. And now I'm cutting weight, you know. Had to drink 2 gallons of water today. And, dude, my freaking lunch was this big. It was chicken.
A
piece of chicken. It was, like, probably 2 ounces.
So this reminds me of, like, Vision Quest. You got to lose all this weight, but then will you put it back on after the weigh-in?
Right. So they do a weigh-in at 10 a.m. on from 9 to 11 on Friday. And I'll weigh in, and then I'll rehydrate back up, you know, go to the ceremonial weigh-ins at 4 for the fans. And then I don't have to weigh out, so I can weigh whatever I put back on. So usually I put on, you know, 15 to 18 pounds before the fight, and I come in feeling myself.
How big – well, so – and will you feel that weight in the ring? I mean, despite your training, right? I mean, you're putting on more than what you've been usually training with. Does your body adjust?
Yeah, it adjusts, man. I'm a savage, bro. I'm a dog. And, you know, go back and watch my fights, man. I mean, they're so entertaining. Like I said, it's kill or be kill when I get in there. The last fight didn't go my way. I lost to a guy who's fighting the number one ranked guy in the division June 28th. You know, I fractured my eye in that fight. Fractured my thumb.
Is that the Joshua Van fight?
Yeah, Joshua Van fight. And, man, I took 175 significant strikes in 3 rounds, and I was still standing, bro. I was still there, you know. I was still in the fight, even though, you know, it didn't go my way. It was a badass fight.
It was a battle. Well, how's the eye? How's the eye? You good?
It's good. It's good, man. That's why my last fight was December. I took January off, the rest of December off, and got back to training, strength and conditioning in February, and then started back sparring and stuff in April.
Hey, guys, it's Cody Durden with us, and part of the reason we're friends with Cody, he's friends with a good friend of ours, Dr. Jeff, over there at ATL Live Well. So, Carl, if you want to be able to take 175, no, not take 175 punches, but if you want to be carved out of wood, look like this, dude. They've helped me lose weight. And how long have you been working with ATL Live Well?
So, man, Jeff's amazing at ATL Live Well. You know, he even helps my mom with her hormones and lose weight, and helps some of my family members. You know, I go there for recovery, and man, they got a great practice going on over there. So definitely need to check them out.
So, Carl, one of the things I love about UFC now, a lot of our audience are big UFC fighters.
Yeah.
I know you more than me of late.
I am.
But I love, if you go look at Cody's record, let's see how he won. Submission, ninja choke. Let's see here. We got another one that was punches, guillotine choke, the flying triangle choke. So, I mean, talk about these techniques, man.
So, the funny story, I had 3 fights last year. Well, that September fight was short notice. Mm-hmm. All right, so Monday was Labor Day. So Sunday night, me and my wife went out to the bar. I drank like 4 Jack and Cokes, like 2-3 shots of Jack Daniels. I was feeling it. Anyways, I laid in bed all day Monday. You know, holiday,
right.
Hungover, don't want to do nothing. So I went back and I trained Tuesday at the gym. I sparred 5 rounds. I felt great. And then I saw that Matt Schnell's opponent pulled out on Twitter. So I got on Twitter and I was like, family, friends, or teammates, I'm here to fight. Let's make it happen. And then my phone rang. I was like, oh, dang. Well, you know, manager calling, hey, what did you say? What happened? They're offering you the fight. And I was like, all right, well, give me, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, you know? He was like, nah, they want it this weekend.
And my wife,
and we were eating lunch. It was lunchtime on Tuesday.
Right.
And I was eating lunch, and my wife was listening. She looked at me. She said, you don't put your foot in your mouth now. And so I was like, all right, tell them we'll be there. Just like that. Boom. So me and my wife, I didn't even have a corner man. I was like, come on, babe, you got to corner me. Just hold the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just bring me water. And we went out there, 4-day notice. And I finished him in the second round and left with the $50,000 bonus.
Woo!
In and, Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
Get your money.
And it's so funny, man, because I drank a little bit more than I usually do that night.
I know you yeah.
What's your body fat, like 2%, man? I mean, that's like, one Jack Daniels to get the job done.
Well, the thing was, like, I had some leverage. So I said, I'll take the fight this weekend, 4-day notice, but I want a new contract. And I want to up a weight class. Mm. And so they asked the opponent, hey, he can't make 125 in 4 days.
Right.
He can make 135. Do you want it? He was like, yeah. And so we made it happen. The rest is history.
Submission?
Yeah, ninja choke. Yeah.
Which is what? Don't show me. Just show me from over there.
Let's get Dom in here. Let's show us what it looks like.
Bring him in. I'll show him. Bring him in. Come on.
No, we're not going to choke you out. We just want to see us in a. We just want to get a photo.
I just
want
to get a video of not just a picture of how this played out. Yeah, I didn't want you to do it to me, though.
I'm going to take a photo over here. Here he comes. Dom's going to come
in. And by the way, you're doing this in real time. Now, Dom's going to walk in here. He's not going to, he's easy. This guy's fighting back, and you did this to him.
Right. So he shot in for a takedown.
Right.
And when he shot in for a takedown, I threatened the anaconda. He pulled this arm back. And I
see this.
In.
I see. Right, so then
all you got to do is just give him a little squeeze.
I can't tell if Dom is simulating lifeless arms or actually is choking.
So when you did that little bend right there, he got blushed. His face turned red.
Yeah, I didn't even squeeze him.
Right, Dom,
I didn't even squeeze him.
Dom is alive, by the way.
Dom is fine. Dom's girlfriend is listening and her wife. Hey, well, so again,
wait a minute, Mike. I want to learn this move.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious, because you know guys try to charge at you all the time. Yeah. He just literally like, whoop, and then his hand was underneath his neck, and then he just bent his body a little bit, and Dom was like, oh.
Yeah, so you take your right arm, you go underneath the chin, and then you go in front of the shoulder and lace it through to the back of the neck right here.
Nice.
And then you just put your chest pressure on it, and then arch your hips in, and
it's
man,
like, and he walked.
They tapped quick.
Did he walk into that? I mean, like, he kind of was trying to get you.
Well,
to the
I
mat,
set him
right?
up for it because, like, in my past fights, I've attempted to choke people out via anaconda choke. So I knew that.
Dom, come back in.
I'm gonna do the anaconda. Dom, come on back in here.
So I knew that he was gonna try to defend by pulling his right arm back, and then that's when I told myself. Before the fight, I said, if he tries to defend, I'm going to go straight to the ninja, and I'm going to squeeze. And that's what I did. He tried to roll once. And
Tapped out.
And double tap.
Hats.
It was over.
Well, brother, we were looking forward to talking. I know Jeff from ATL Live Well was saying, you got to get this guy in studio. We'll all be pulling for it, man. Don't forget, if there is a TV component, but there are tickets on sale.
Yeah.
Just Google Fight Night at State Farm Arena, Saturday night, the 14th, and you will see our man, Atlanta Zone, Covington Zone. Again, we say Tyler Durden, it's Cody Durden, because he's like
That's
fight
right.
club.
He really is.
Hey,
man.
Custom made Cody Durden. Get it right.
Good luck to you, man. Look, you got our support. Appreciate you stopping in studio today. I'm excited about the event, and it's going to be on ESPN Plus, I believe, guys. And again, the timing for his fight, somewhere around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:05, but you guys know, fight nights, man, sometimes can be a little bit tricky as far as the start times. But, man, we're excited for you. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great stuff.
Man, there he is, Cody Durden. And I think Dom is okay.
He's
a little lightheaded right now.
Why are you grabbing your voice box? What's going on? He's just grabbing the middle of his neck right now.
I don't
now.
Believe Dom has workman's comp. Anyway, either way, best of luck, brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
Man, good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.